are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City. And let me get the old camera lined up there. Elk City and Sayre. Sorry, caught me off guard there. Happy Thursday, everybody. Hope everything's going well. Let's check out some temperatures. Erick, Oklahoma, home of Roger Miller and Heath Martin. 89 degrees. You're the hot spot in the whole state. There's nobody even close to you. There's the eastern part of Beckham County on the Mesonet map here, just red. 81 at Cheyenne, 80 at Arnett, 77 at the May Ranch, 82 at Boise City, 79 at big metropolitan area of Altus, and 79 at Hobart. Out here, according to the Texas Tech, West Texas Mesonet, it's 92 degrees at Memphis, 91 at McLean, 81 at Lipscomb, and 83 at Pampa. There you have it. She's going to be warm today, folks. Okay, let's just start out with a couple of, well, one's a rant and the other's just a warning. We got hot, dry weather, as we all know, for the next 2 or 3 days. Sunday, major winds are moving back in. I'm not sure they're going to be as bad as they were as last Sunday. But if you burn any brush piles this week, guys, make sure they're put out. That's what a couple of our major fires have been started by, is brush piles that was burnt 2 weeks ago, 2 weeks in advance. So check out those brush piles if you got some big logs that you burnt. Cover them up with some dirt. I don't know that wetting them down does any good, the big stumps anyway. So please check that out. Well, I was on social media downstairs a while ago checking out, and I seen a rancher from up there north of Woodward, Sue Selman, post on Facebook, and I've noticed it quite a bit here, and somebody texted me the other day during the show and I forgot to mention it. Guys, the hay wrap deal is just terrible. I'm sorry. No matter where I go or anybody else goes, the hay, it doesn't matter whether it's county road, highways. There was some in downtown Elk City the other day. Will you guys please secure your hay wrap? And there's all kinds of ways of doing it. Of course, you know, most about 8 out of every 10 vehicles around here has got the catch-all net bag on the back of their trucks. But please secure your hay wrap. It's terrible. It's hard on county equipment. It's hard on state equipment. There was a lady on 6 Highway down there south of Triggers the other day, had some wrapped up around her brake hub on her car. So we're supposed to be good stewards of the land, and let's show everybody we can be good stewards of the land. Secure your hay wrap, please. All right, there we go. There's that wrap there. But all right, let's see here. Let's just start out with the report, the day's report from the Oklahoma Forestry Department. Outlook, hot and dry conditions coupled with breezy south winds on Saturday will drive elevating fire behavior potential, supporting an uptick in initial attack activity as well as increasing large fire probabilities. Sunday brings a dry cold front across Oklahoma, which is well-known bad actor regarding fire danger and resultant fire behavior. Large fire potential increases dramatically on Sunday as winds intensify, shifting from south to north, becoming gusty with frontal boundary. Significant fire probabilities remain low, lacking full fuels and weather alignment, although given that. So potential for fires more than 5,000 acres out here in western Oklahoma especially cannot be ignored. The Oklahoma Forestry Service mobilization, they have a suppression group with engines, dozers, and overhead in Guymon, Woodward, now Weatherford, Stillwater, and there is resources available for eastern Oklahoma. So there you have it. There's your update on that. Let's see what happened in our big old world of agriculture overnight. Just after 6:30 a.m. this morning, Central Time, May corn was up 5.5 cents at 468¾ per bushel. May soybeans were up 4.5 at 1166¼ per bushel. May soy meal was $5.40 stronger at $327.10 a short ton. And May soy oil increased 0.02 cents to 65.55 cents a pound. May wheat markets were also higher in the early morning. Chicago Board of Trade was up 10 cents at 614¼ a bushel. Kansas City wheat was up 7¼ at 633¼ per bushel. Minneapolis wheat jumped 13 cents to 628 a bushel. Corn, soybeans, and wheat all stronger Thursday morning, with support spilling over from the energy complex, said Carl Seitzer, partner with Consens Ag Consulting. This is an ongoing result of the U.S.-Iran war that is now including attacks on energy infrastructure. These attacks have expanded beyond Iran, causing even more uncertainty around the entire scope of the operation. Several experts feel this war will last longer than the White House claims, extending market uncertainty and likely stress on the global economy. Today's Thursday. It's ethanol. Ethanol output declined after a two-month high in the 7 days it ended on March the 13th. Production of biofuel fell 33,000 barrels a day to an average of 1.093 million last week. Of the losses, all were found in the Midwest. The EIA said output in those plants fell 43,000 to 1.035 million barrels a day. That's down from 1.078 million the week prior. However, production in the Gulf Coast region came up 28,000 barrels a day from 21,000. Rocky Mountain production also increased to 11,000 from 8,000 the previous week. East Coast was unchanged at 11,000, and so was the West Coast at 8,000 barrels a day. There you have it. What is the National Weather Service saying? They said the central and northern high plains saw a fire risk, according to the National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center. While the plain states will remain dry, looks like Wyoming will be in red flag warnings today, and so will parts of Nebraska and parts of Dakotas. Other than that, snow in the upper Midwest and around the upper Great Lakes. All kinds of stuff going on. So we got a lot of warm weather coming in here also. If you haven't got your new copy of the new Penny News, it's hot off the press, and we'll discuss that coming up here in just a little bit. So today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour. Let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be right back after this.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
It helps to work with someone who's been down the same road you're traveling. Someone who knows what you're up against and what you're going through. When it comes to farmers and ranchers, that's us. That's who we are. Our lenders know ag inside and out because we're producers too. We approach it like a partnership. We want to put ag producers in position to be successful. We're very laid back and easy to deal with. And people seem to like that. We think you'll like it too. I'm Marty Maddox. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend farmers and ranchers a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When your tractor has a flat, you're stuck. When your truck's on a construction site and a tire goes down, you're in trouble. You need help. So you call down to Blair, and they come to you. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed, Highway 283 and 19. On-site tire service, 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Not all seed companies focus on sorghum and forages, but Advanta Seeds does. We prioritize yields and quality because that's what creates value for your business. So if you're dealing with it in the field, we're in the fight with high growth for tough weeds like Texas Panicum and Foxtail, Afix for proven protection from sugarcane aphids, and BMR6 for increased digestibility and greater gains. Talk to your seed dealer about Advanta Seeds and our industry-leading sorghum and forage portfolio.
Clear your calendar, Oklahoma. This one's gonna hit hard. Stoney LaRue is back again and bringing his signature red dirt sound to Sugar Creek Casino on Saturday, March 28th. Doors open at 6:30 and the show kicks off at 8 p.m. If you love live music, cold drinks, and a packed house singing every word, this is your night. Get your tickets online now at sugarcreekcasino.com and score more perks with sweeter rewards. That's Sugar Creek Casino off I-40, exit 101.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op Gin, 720 South Main, Elk City, 225-0191.
The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at Sweetwater. Featuring over 70 registered Angus bulls, 40 commercial Red Angus pairs, and 100 commercial Red Angus open heifers. View the sale online at cci.live. For sale information, go to mcintyreredangus.com. A lot of great cattle are for sale near Sweetwater the last Monday in March. The McIntyre Red Angus Partners in Progress Bull and Female Sale is Monday, March 30th at 1 p.m. at Sweetwater.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Excuse me. Let's check out some weather out here in the Texas Panhandle. Memphis, 93 degrees, heat index of 88. Humidity's 10%, dew point's 29. The winds are out of the south at a whopping 4 miles an hour. Peak wind gust today, 16 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, zero. No red flag or sub-freezing minutes today. 8-inch soil temperature, 58 degrees. And that is your ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. Okay, let's see what the Central Crop Care grain market update's looking like. Current prices. Out of Kansas City, May wheat is 623, down 2.25. July, 638, down 1.75. Wheat out of Chicago, May 607 down or up 3, sorry. July is 619 up 3.5. Corn, May 469 up 6.5. July is 479 up 5.25. Soybeans for May 1170 up 8.75. July is 1185 up 9. Soybean oil, May 6547 down 0.06 in soybean meal. May is 335, whoa, up quite a bit. 335 even, up 1330. July is 330.30, up 1110. Quite a bit. Oats for May, man, it's come way up here in the last couple weeks. 374, up 10.5. Livestock, let's see what it's looking like. It didn't look good while ago, and it don't look good now. April lives 233.15, down 225. June is 231.65, down 235. Feeders for March, 355.72, down 3. April is 347.95, down 587. May is 343.25, down 662. Lean hogs, April 92.52, down 122. See what the oil and gas is doing. Natural gas for April around 314. And oil right now is right at 97.50. The high has been 101.48 today so far. It's up about $1.18. There you go. There's your Central Crop Care out of Hobart's grain market update. Penny news. Let's go in here. Man, the boss come by my office door about 50 times. He must have had his coffee this morning. He's going every which way. Penny news, page 5. Jimmy's bull and female sale calendar. Harrison Cattle Company coming up next week, March 24th at 12 o'clock. CW Ranch and Cattle, March 27th at 5 o'clock. Hendricks Cattle, March 28th at 12 o'clock. McIntyre Red Angus out here at Sweetwater, March 30th at 1 o'clock. Red River Red Angus bull sale is April 4th at 1 o'clock, and that's at OKC West. Yeah, remember that, right? And then, Red River Red Angus, sorry, is April 4th. That's at Wichita Falls. Red River, that ought to give me a hint there. It's at 1 o'clock. The OK Red Angus Association sells April 10th at 1 o'clock. And that is the one that's at OKC West. Sorry. Everyone has a big ad and a penny news if they're on that Jimmy's Bull and Cal auction calendar. So here's the one from Harrison Cattle Company. It's their ninth annual. It's Tuesday, March 24th at 12 noon. So they're selling 52-year-old Hereford bulls, 5 registered Hereford spring bred heifers, 25 commercial Hereford spring bred heifers, and 8 black baldy spring open heifers. Man, I'm really liking that HC Northstar 4025M in the picture there. Looks pretty good. Magnum looks pretty good too. They all look pretty good, but I really, really like those two. So check that out. Get a hold of Leslie or Jan at 580-331-8103. And that's at Arapahoe. And that will be on live auction TV also. So check out their ads. And talk about another one tomorrow. And then on the back page of that section of the Penny News, playitlive.net, Elk City Fiveplex, softball and baseball. You can go to that. You got to subscribe. What's your favorite baseball team or softball team? Pretty cool. So there you have it. Okay. Fertilizer. We talked about fertilizer the other day. One of our news stations out of Oklahoma City put out a big article talking about farmers are panicking. They're not panicking. They're mad. We discussed this the other day. There's no one around here panicking right now. We're panicking for a rain, maybe, but not fertilizer. So I checked with some of our local dealers, and we'll get into this. So corn farmers in the U.S. are bracing for even higher fertilizer prices as the conflict in the Middle East impacts a globally traded commodity, according to leaders with the National Corn Growers Association. Corn farmers are approaching the fourth year of negative yields due to low corn prices and high input costs, including fertilizers. The Growers Association renewed its call on Congress to legalize year-round nationwide E15, a higher blend of ethanol fuel, and for the removal of duties on fertilizers from Morocco. Leslie McNitt, Vice President of Public Policy for the National Corn Growers, said that there is not enough domestically produced fertilizers to meet demand, which means imported fertilizer is vital to farmers. McNick, speaking during a press conference yesterday, said duties on phosphate from Morocco and Russia that were put in place in 2020 have kept phosphate prices high and caused availability issues and the lack of competitive options for farmers. A study from the Agriculture and Food Policy Center at Texas A&M University found that countervailing duties increased the cost of phosphorus by $6.9 billion from 21 to 2025 growing seasons. Now, the conflict in the Middle East has further complicated access to critical fertilizers, noting the U.S. typically imports about 40% of phosphate from Saudi Arabia. When these fertilizers can't be transported through the Strait of Hormuz, there are real implications for availability. Excuse me. Availability for price and price. And there's a global market impact. Iran blocked the strait, approximately 30-mile-wide channel that connects major Middle Eastern oil, natural gas, and fertilizer producers to the Arabian Sea. In response to the joint attacks on the country from the U.S. and Israel. The Fertilizer Institute said in a news release that closure of the strait could impact ammonia, urea, sulfur, phosphates, and natural gas markets. Supply disruptions in one part of the world can ripple across trade routes and affect availability and price in other regions, according to the Fertilizer Institute. While the U.S. is both a fertilizer producer and importer, those same global supply dynamics play a role in determining input costs for American farmers. McNett said the duties imposed on countries like Morocco further restrict farmers' abilities to search for other options. National Corn Growers Association sent a letter, along with other national and state farm groups, including Iowa Corn Growers, Iowa Soybean, to domestic fertilizer producers, urging them to withdraw their support from countervailing duties on phosphate fertilizers from Morocco. There you have it. It says here, another deal in fertilizer. It says other fertilizers such as nitrogen, which corn farmers on the call said is the fertilizer that is most difficult to go without, having greater domestic production but are still part of the global fertilizer market. McNett said the nature of the market means that a shock anywhere impacts prices everywhere. So there you have it. Says here, Frostic, U.S. Department of Ag estimated 2025 corn production had production cost of around $890 per acre, and the department projects the average cost of production this year for corn farmers around $917. So it's up $27 an acre cost-wise. And I don't know. So I got in touch with a few of our retailers around here, or suppliers, and there's no shortage of fertilizer out here in Western Oklahoma. Yes, the price is up. I think $7.75 right now. Let's see here. Yep. Urea just went up to $7.75 a ton, and that's not everywhere. This is one of our suppliers. $46.00, $7.75. Super U, $8.75. $10.34.00, $7.25. $12.00, $26.500. $28.00, $5.460. $32.00, $4.60. And $28.00, $4.00. That's just from one of the suppliers here in our Western Oklahoma. So, but there's not a shortage, and we're still quite a bit cheaper than we were in 2022. And one of my listeners said, wheat was higher back in 2022 too. But yeah, but we were, I don't remember us being in a drought either. So there's a lot, farmers, ranchers got a lot going on right now. It ain't good. I don't think farmers and ranchers panic. They get frustrated. They might panic if the cattle market was to crash, which that's not, I'm just saying that, it's not happening, but there's, as far as this fertilizer, inputs, seed cost, all that good stuff, drought, one of those things is going on, and there ain't nothing nobody can do about it as of right now. Not a thing we can do about it at all. And so I think there was a, actually, so the country that they went in there and took the leader away down there in Venezuela, they're looking for them to get some of the fertilizer from them now. See how everything works out? I don't know that it's going to happen, but, I mean, so we'll see. And I can't see that the... with this being planting season right now, I just can't imagine that the fertilizer companies don't already have, at least to the port in the United States, what we need right now. I don't see us being short on it. That's not saying we won't be, but I don't know. We'll see what goes on. Okay, let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Most of your farm equipment has cylinders. Sometimes they know what's the matter with it. If it's leaking, they'll bring it in. If they just need a seal kit, you tear it completely apart. Replace all the rubber goods that's in the cylinder. Well, my name is Roy Jones, and everybody in Elk City knows me by Bird. And this is Camrock Supply, Elk City, Oklahoma.
It's 2111 South Main, south of Fred's Steakhouse.
I've known them guys for years and years, and they know what I'm capable of doing.
Kent Watkins here with SEI Agritech in Elk City. Are you looking for the best nutrition for your herd? We proudly carry Mix 30 liquid feed, 4-Co horse supplements, and can blend proven products to keep your livestock healthy and productive. Stop by today and let us help you choose the right feed solutions for your operation. And to our neighbors in Texas, we can sell to you and welcome your business. Stop by or call us today at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City and follow us on Facebook.
You get up before the sun, ready to go to work. Whether it's 35 degrees or 95 degrees outside, you'll spend the next 10 or 12 hours out in it. In the field or in the barn, with the crops or with the cattle. No paid holidays, no paid vacation, no company 401k, but you love it. Napa Auto Parts appreciates what you do, for all of us. Agriculture isn't a job, it's a way of life. During National Agriculture Week, Napa wants to shine a light on what you do to make life better for everyone.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Your farm deserves only the best, and that's why Valley Genuine Parts are crafted to meet the highest standards to elevate your pivot's performance. Covering all your pivot needs, Valley Genuine Parts provide optimal operation and extend the life of your pivots. From drivetrain components to sprinkler parts, invest in the best for your farm. Valley is your partner in irrigation success. Stop by Knutson Irrigation or call 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
In this area, a lot of people wean their calves off their cows in the fall. Wheat's planted in the fall, and they buy calves. They take them to the sale barn or maybe private treaty. They run them through the winter on wheat. And some sell in March before they cut their wheat. Some take them through May and graze out their wheat and sell them in May or run them through grass in the summer. I have cattle. The guys I work with, they have cattle. I'm a fourth generational rancher. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out some ag weather in northwestern Oklahoma. Let me change that, move it around a little bit. Freedom. Freedom, America. 75 degrees, dew points 40, humidity's 27, the winds are out of the north at 4 miles an hour. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 51 degrees, sunset at 7:47, sunny at 87, mostly clear in 48 tonight. Hot and dry tomorrow, mostly sunny, 93 degrees, but no wind. I don't know, on a hot day, I'd rather have a little breeze than no wind at all. So there you got it going on. Okay, let's see what's going on here. All right, I finally get to talk about the true to cow hay. So this article that was in the Hay and Forage Grower says, it's titled, or I think it's titled, Early Harvest Captures True to Cow Quality. It's a true story. Harvesting winter cover crops, including true to cow, or true to Kaylee, however you want to say it, can add a considerable cushion to forage inventories. Many dairies rely on cover crop silage for heifer and dry cow feed, but according to Sarah Morrison at the Miner Institute, early harvested true to cow can be high enough quality to include in lactating rations. How about that? Of course, the higher the inclusion rate, the better quality true-to-cow silage needs to be, but it can be challenging to prioritize a timely cover crop with several other springtime activities on the farm. In last month's farm report, Morrison explains how relative maturity affects true-to-cow quality and thus cow performance and milk production. In general, by harvesting at the boot stage, the forage has higher crude protein, lower nutrients, detergent, fiber, NDF, and higher NDF digestibility. However, forage yield may be lower when harvested at this earlier maturities, according to Morse. It's a true story. That's why I think a lot of guys, just for hay, we're talking hay here, not maybe the dairy here, they wait till they get the head going and everything, because you'll get about, not twice as much, but probably a fourth more, maybe a third more hay out of the, by letting it do that. But when it hits that boot stage, man, you're talking about good hay. It doesn't get any better than that. And a lot of guys don't like doing it at that stage. Not all. I said a lot, because it takes almost twice as long for it to dry out as if it goes into the head stage. And everything I got on my farm is true to cow. It's beardless. It's good stuff. The cows this year, three different herds of them, look so good. Just feeding them true to cow this year and having some liquid protein out there for them in the lick tanks. Let me rephrase that. They look really good. And but if guy can be patient, and it all depends on weather. Weather almost predicts everything when you're cutting hay. It's like, all right, we got 2 days of rain in the forecast here for the next 5 days. I'm going to wait till that rain goes away. Well, meanwhile, you get out of the boot stage and go into, it all starts heading out, and you got that. I don't know what's going to happen this year. I see some wheat around here that's 6 inches tall already heading out with this crazy winter weather we've had. So I don't know. We need a rain. You guys all know that. So there's research suggests that from at least cost ration formulation standpoint, the harvest maturity of small grains has a minimal effect on total feed cost. Although this may be true as farmers and nutritionists balance rations with other ingredients, Moore says it doesn't mean cows won't respond positively to higher quality triticale. I know my neighbor to the north, his triticale, they cut it and put it in the bags. So it's got some ump to it. To demonstrate this, she shares results from the Journal of Dairy Science study in which researchers harvested triticale at boot stage and at soft dough stage. Both were added to high and low forage rations. The high forage ration was 52% forage, and the low forage ration was 37% forage. Triticale comprised 49% of total forage in all these treatments. Moore said the boot stage triticale had higher fiber digestibility than the triticale harvested at soft dough stage did. She also notes that researchers did a one-to-one replacement of triticale maturity types instead of balancing the diet to be nutritionally equal. Overall, cows fed the boot stage triticale produced more milk than cows on fed triticale at the soft dough stage. This was true for both the high and low forage rations. Cows fed the boot stage triticale also had higher milk protein content and better energy corrected milk yields. Morrison notes that there's smaller variation in the ECM between the two triticale maturity groups. When cows consumed the low forage diet, there was a big difference in ECM among the cows fed high forage diets containing boot stage triticale versus soft dough stage triticale. Overall, feed efficiency was not impacted by the stage in the maturity of the triticale, but rather impacted by the forage inclusion level. That makes sense. Cows fed high forage diets had higher feed efficiency compared to those fed low forage diets. Even though the researchers reported the intake became a limiting factor for cows fed the high forage diets, animals eating boot stage triticale consume 6.4 pounds more per day compared to those eating soft dough triticale. With a higher undigested NTF content in the soft dose triticale, it was likely that the gut, the more gut fill was limiting the higher forage inclusion levels in the diet and overall NTF intake. She concludes, here's the last one, she concludes that triticale maturity can play a role in dairy nutrition and milk production with forage inclusion levels are compared one-to-one. However, if we are formulating around the quality of forage in the diet, responses may be limited. She adds that the cost and inventory are critical considerations for utility of small grain silage in lactating rations as well. There you have it. So, I know that these cows we got this year, because I got that triticale put up really good this year, is I haven't had any issues with any of the babies getting enough milk, and the cows look good. The lice is starting to come on here lately, but I bet this hot weather hammers in pretty quick. Peanut contracts. Unbelievable. I'm not planting any this year, but I moved on. I'm not saying I'm not never planting peanuts again. That's not what I'm saying. I'm giving the peanuts a break this year. Peanut buying points are reporting that peanut contracts are now available for the new peanut crop. And it's a little more than what the rumors going around were, but still, not good. Contracts for runner-type peanuts now are, this is overall, not just in Oklahoma or Texas. This is overall average in the United States at $415. This is for the new crop that is about to be planted. Tonnage is not limited on that number. The contract also offers, $425 for Virginia-type peanuts. Some farmers need their contracts to secure funding from their local resource for underwriting their crop this year. Another contract for the farmers is that $400 per ton pool program, where you can place your runner-type peanuts in a pool, and all the farmers, after that pool is sold, will share the profits if there's any available. And it will not go below $400. I think they only do that in Georgia and Alabama. Haven't heard anybody doing that around here. With the cost of production running around $500 per ton, farmers are going to have to jump over and sign up for the PLC program to receive some assistance from the new farm bill. They could receive, if average is 24 cents or 480, farmers could receive $150 per ton from their price loss coverage from the government. This will give them about $565 per ton total, and that may be enough to make a profit this year. And this is according to Tyrone Spearman from the Southeast AgNet. Okay, let's take our last Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. We'll be back to finish up right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
One of the computers here at the station was crashing, about to lose everything on it, and we didn't even know it. But Dennis knew because he was watching, and he warned us in time.
Hey, Gabe, it's Dennis. Our system detected that one of your computers has a hard drive that's about to fail.
Which one?
It's Nathan's.
So what do I need to do?
Well, we probably need to get it in the shop and get the drive cloned to a new machine before he loses any data off of it.
Do you have another computer in stock that we can just get it fixed real quick?
Sure, we've got some in stock. Just need to get it in, get it cloned over, and be good to go.
Okay, thanks a lot, Dennis.
You bet, sounds good. See you.
ITL monitors our computers at Paragon Communications remotely, so Dennis Teal knows there's a problem before we even know it. He helped us save years worth of valuable files. ITL's remote monitoring comes in very handy here at work. That kind of security system for your computers can keep your business running so you can keep making a living.
This is a Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, March 9th. 1,575 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 431 brought 567.50. 14 at 456 brought 507.50. 4 at 580 brought 445. 25 at 806 brought 350. 30 at 909 brought 32750. 5 at 1007 brought 305. 7 head of heifers at 525 brought 41750. 17 at 599 brought 400. 28 at 655 brought 375. 8 at 719 brought 338. 4 at 804 brought 317.50. 11 at 861 brought 327. 20 at 1022 brought 289. Butcher cows were 10 to 183. Butcher bulls 130 to 220. Bred cows 1650 to 4300. Pairs brought 1700 to 4350. Western Oklahoma Livestock, I Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
Jim is all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's check out the Hobart Farm and Garden Ag Weather Update for southwestern Oklahoma. Let's go to Lone Wolf. 83 degrees, feels like 80. Dew point's 33, humidity 16. The winds are calm. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature, 54 degrees. Sunset at 7:46. 93 today, 51 tonight, 95 tomorrow. All sunny. And there you have it. Got it going on. Hey, speaking of the penny news, I seen something in here. Where was that? Bear with me here a second. If you look on the back sheet of, what is this, Section B, down there at the bottom, it says advertised with the penny news and gets seen by everyone. There's a picture of Sean Wilson there at the bottom. Kind of looks like a mule for here, but I'm pretty sure it's our donkey. Pretty sure it's Sean, though. Let's see here. Let me glance through here again. Yes, coming up April 11th, Wellington area farmers, they're having that auction where they got all that equipment coming in from different farms around town. So there's other auctions going on here. Gene Cobb's got one. Ants's got one going on. Let's see here. Yes, Woodward and Harper County, okay, land auction. Woodward and Ellis County land auction. All kinds of auctions going on in there. So check it out. And public auction in Altus. Land auction by Ents. Where's this at? Where's this at? South of Leedy. Farm equipment and miscellaneous consignment coming up April 18th at, where's this at? Cordell. Man, I could go on and on in here. Auction Saturday, March 28th. I guess that's coming up a week from this coming Saturday. And Thomas. So go pick up your copy of this week's Penny News and check it out. All kinds going on. Okay. Hay buyers. My favorite. I used to put up square bales out there where I live right now. And I had a few guys out of all the customers that were real good. And I put up some good square bales, hay, and alfalfa, little bales, little baby bales. Golly. I mean, somebody coming out there buying the 10 bales at 7, 8, 10 bucks a piece for $100. I'm sorry. It just wasn't worth the trouble. Yes, I know that horse was your baby and all that stuff, but you got to understand also, I got a business I got to run. Been putting up hay all night. You know, I don't need that. There's nothing wrong with the way we was putting up hay. So it says here, hay buyers are like snowflakes. No two customers are alike, and it's true. Their preferences revolve around the type of livestock they are feeding, the stage of production those animals are in, and their capacity for handling and storing bales. That's the big thing. You can't hardly get any kids nowadays to haul these little square bales. So that's why they're putting them in these bundles, so they can just handle it with machinery and don't have to worry about if that guy's going to show up to haul the hay or not. I know one of the last times I put up square bales. I had an order in there for, so my rule was, I gave you, hey, I cut hay. So in the next 3 or 4 days, you need to come get your hay when I get it put up. And bottom line, I'll let you know when I'm baling. And I had a couple of guys show up while I was baling, loading in the dark, which was great. But this one person ordered 100 bales. And because I need to get the water going back on my alfalfa. And they didn't show up. I give him 24 hours after I bail. Called the neighbor down the road. He came, got it. And I haven't put up square bales since. It ticked me off. They didn't show up. So it's not cool. So there may be many boxes to check to keep customers happy, but having a target demographic and catering towards specific needs is the key to repeat businesses. At last month's alfalfa and stored forage conference in, Russellville, Kentucky, three panelists shared their top priorities when buying and selling hay for horses, dairy cattle, and sheep. According to the panelists, horse owners want clean hay and good service. Dairy producers need high quality and year-round supplies. And sheep farmers, they just want consistency. Krista Lee is a ag extension specialist for the University of Kentucky. In addition to her day job, she and her husband board horses. She buys a lot of hay as often as every 2 weeks during the winter. Lee says forage quality doesn't need to be fancy for the retired riding horses that occupy most of her stalls, but hay needs to be clean, green, and packaged in small, lightweight square bales. Luckily, her hay supplier is a nearby farmer who can provide that type, size, and number of bales Lee requires on a regular basis. Their communication is simple, usually via text message, which is an added benefit to Lee, who usually orders hay on the go. I don't have time to go look at hay, considering her full-time work schedule. The hay supplier also delivers and stacks bales in the barn for her, so she can come home and start feeding horses without any delay. He knows exactly how many bales fit in my barn. Avoiding weeds like foxtail in hay is a must to prevent ailments with like mouth ulcers, Lee said. She has been has only been dissatisfied with weedy hay one time, which she brought to the supplier's attention and was immediately offered a discount. A reliable product, convenient packaging, and home deliveries are what horse owners depend on, and Lee said those are services she is willing to pay extra for. All right, so compared to horses, dairy cattle have much higher forage quality requirements. Based on past experience, Kentucky haymaker Dennis Wright said dairy farmers have historically been his favorite customer to work with. All they want to know is what the hay tested. What's the nutrient value? So they can mix it in with their feeds. It's very clear cut. It's not subjective, Wright said. Even so, the demand for large square bales of dry hay can be a problem for him. We don't have a big square baler, and they don't like the rolls, he said about his dairy farmers. One solution to this was to start baling and wrapping alfalfa at 40% moisture. Wright said the balage was a hit among several local dairymen. Even so, trucking costs are the biggest limiting factor on selling balage, since a great percentage of the individually wrapped bales is water. Generally speaking, the only other challenge he has with dairy-centric demographic is the hay demand often fluctuate around the milk prices, and that's true. The problem with dairies is they buy a lot more hay when milk prices are good, and they don't buy as much when milk prices are low. Sheep last but not least, sheep. David Kessler is a farmer in Springfield, Kentucky, who grazes 300 ewes on 400 acres of cool season forages. He only feeds hay in the winter when the weather conditions are less ideal for grazing stockpile pastures, but even with a small hay demand, he's privy to his flock's preferences. Sheep are not little cows. They are ruminants, but they have a different mentality and different physical characteristics. Cows have big stomachs, big mouths that can go out there and tear into a bale. So, he said, so they need consistency is what he's saying about it. His sheep don't necessarily need high-quality hay, but they need total digestible nutrients over protein content to meet animals' elevated energy demands during the winter. There you have it. See you guys tomorrow. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Elk City, and Sayre American.